Dance academies do all they can to pass along professional skills to their young charges through hard work at the ballet bar in their studios. But their instructors will be the first to tell you there's no substitute for stage experience or for contact with professional dancers. Maui's Alexander Academy Performing Company will do both when it performs Prokofiev's Cinderella this weekend. Its 150 students will get a chance to work with Alvin Ailey dancer Daniel Hunt, who will dance the role of the prince. Alexander Academy Executive Director Danelle Watson is on the phone from her studio. Tell us more. Good morning, Danelle.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sure. This is kind of an exciting opportunity for your dancers to be partnered with a professional, yeah?
It is. I can't tell you how the excitement with all the kids. He's back for a second year. We had him last year with our Swan Lake, and just revving up in the countdown to the days coming. He's very inspiring, not only a good partner, but just very charming in his personality and a great teacher at heart. So he's definitely been an inspiration to all the students.
What makes a really good partner, Denno?
Well, he's a great teacher, so he's very forgiving. Our students don't have the opportunity to have regular partnering classes. We don't have a lot of advanced male dancers at our school, so it's new to them, so it can be scary. But timing, being able to be there for them, trust is a huge issue.
Sure.
And when they make a mistake and something goes wrong, he is so compassionate and right there to teach them to, you know, make it work. And he's incredibly encouraging and positive.
At that level of skill, it's really important to sort of have an attitude that lets the skills come out. Yeah.
Yes. And we don't have time on our side, so he's here for, you know, 2 weeks. And kids have exams as part of that 2 weeks and end of school year. So, there's definitely skill involved in not a lot of time. So it's actually the audience won't know how little time they've had together because they're trained dancers, both our students and, of course, Nathaniel.
And part of the training is being able to take the stage with confidence, yeah?
Yes. Our advanced dancers have experience. We don't get on stage as much as I would like, but they take the pressure to the stage incredibly well. And of course, Nate, he's been dancing with Ailey too, traveling around the country, and his performing experience is professional.
When he talks to your dancers about the things that performing experience has given him, what kind of things can he pass along?
I think without even trying, he passes along a passion for the art. He really makes the dancers, reminds them of coming from a place internally and from the heart. So it's not all just about steps and strength and flexibility, so that they were telling a story and getting the compassion and just making the athletic part of dance become more artful. And I don't think he intentionally does that. He just does that.
But that's kind of the last layer that has to be added on to all the layers of skill and training, right? Now you have to make art out of it, which isn't necessarily just technique, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why these performances are so important. It does give the dancer, when they get that live audience, it gives them that reminder, and they do come from a deeper place with their movement quality.
You've obviously, you know, in the course of teaching dance, you've had many young dancers have their first stage experience under your care, and inevitably there are lessons learned that you didn't, that the dancers themselves didn't anticipate. What kind of things do they tell you that they learn from getting on stage for their first times?
Some are first timers that go on stage. They usually learn a little bit on how to deal with their nerves. So they get nervous, and you know, their heart rate and all that's different, and just sure. dealing with the nerves and going for that, or also being in the moment. There's usually a lot more energy put towards something when there's the pressure of an audience or someone watching. There's the, you know, having to think fast if you all of a sudden forget your steps. And mostly, I would say the majority of the kids, though, when they go there, they just get a sense of energy. And as soon as, you know, if they're nervous and they exit, they're like, I want to do that again. I want to do that again. And some compare it to as exciting as Christmas. So
so there's a level of excitement that that you can channel that into onstage energy, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Energy increases immensely. That's why we do these shows. It makes the kids work harder and steps them up. They all become better dancers as soon as the show is over. They've all improved.
I would think so. Danelle, thanks very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Danelle Watson is the executive director of the Alexander Academy Performing Company, which will perform Prokofiev's Cinderella at Seabury Hall's A'ali'i Kuhonua Creative Arts Center on Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th. Showtimes are Saturday at 2 and 6 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.